Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast, episode 151. My name's Dwayne, your host and producer, and we are beginning our fourth year of the podcast. Thank you all for following and supporting us. This episode is a celebration of the people and stories that make Montcalm County so special. From Fred Meyer and the start of the very first Meyer store, to the Carson Village Market, Jean's Pizza Cafe, the Great Start Collaborative, and many more stories. Every story highlights the spirit of our community. We've explored early milk production in Sheridan, Greenville in the 1940s, a sugar shack near Six Lakes, how cheese is made, and many, many more stories from around the county. I want to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions for hosting our website. All of these episodes remind us that Montcalm County and the surrounding area is more than just a place on the map. It's the people, the history, and the heart of our community. Let's begin this episode with Fred Meyer.
Well, Fred, it was 1934. You were 14 years old. Your father opens the Northside Grocery Store. Here you are, 67 years later. Did you imagine your store would become as grand as it is?
We didn't imagine anything. The only thing we imagined is trying to pay the mortgage to keep from losing the building. And what I remember over the years, and we talked about it, that Leo, the barber here, bought my dad's barber shop. And my dad taught him the barber trade. And then Leo later on left there and went to St. Ignace and down to Pontiac, I think. And he came back, or my dad got, I don't know how he came back to Greenville. And my dad tried to sell him the barber shop so he could start a little grocery store because we were offered the merchandise. And so Leo borrowed $400 from his fiancée, Minnie. When I said girlfriend, he borrowed it from his girlfriend and he married her, she didn't have to pay her. She pipes up and she was over 90. She says, if I was his girlfriend, I wouldn't have loaned him the money. I was his fiance. Well, he still married her. Now, I don't know if he ever paid her back or not, but Leo, well, he'd have to say where he got his money's worth or not. He married her. But he paid my dad $350 plus $25 for the first month's rent. Then he had $25 left for cash in the till. And as far as I know, that was the only cash money we had. Everything else was used fixtures and on credit.
And I have Adam Eller from Carson City here with us. Thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely.
You graduated from Carson City.
Correct, yep.
What year?
1998.
And I understand instead of going off to college, you went to work at the Village Market in Carson City.
Yeah, I call it Dean School of Hard Knocks. So okay. Dean
is your father.
Is my father.
Yep.
Yep. So family owned and operated business. We've had three grocery stores over the years, and my uncle's got the one there in Sheridan, and we sold the other one in Muir, our original store. I actually fun fact, that grand opening of that store was the day I come home from the hospital from being born.
Okay.
So. 1979 when he started there, but he started actually before that. He was going to school at Ferris State and actually going to teach at the college. Bruce Hoople, I'm sure.
Okay, heard the name.
Okay, so him and Bruce went to school together and for automotive mechanics instruction, which there was only one position, and as it turned out, Wendy Blanchard from Crystal, Michigan had a grocery store there, which Dad worked at since he was 15. And Dad was commuting back and forth to Big Rapids, taking a full load there, still working 40 hours a week for a dollar an hour. I mean, he was grinding for sure. And Wendy came to him with an opportunity, and that store in Muir had partially burnt, and him and some other guys invested and, you know, basically told Dad, hey, if you're thinking about a different career, you know, path, I've got this opportunity. And basically a situation where Dad comes in, gets things rolling, and then buys them out and gets his foot into the into the grocery world. So in a nutshell, that's where it all started.
And I have Carrie O'Connor. She's here with the Montcalm County Great Start Collaborative. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I've been kind of following what you've been doing for a few years. Real quickly, what is the Great Start Collaborative?
That is a very big question. We really focus on health and wellness, early education, parent leadership. Those are the key components to the work that we do. We're a body of community members, diverse. Mm-hmm. We are people who are interested in building a seamless system of care for early childhood in Montcalm County, which means that we are planning playgroups, we're working on helping ensure that there are no health inequities. Mm-hmm. For our birth to five families, we're working on the highest quality of early childhood programming and services that we can think of. And we're continually looking at how we can make the best use of our resources to really build families thriving.
One thing I like about small communities is walking up to somebody you don't even know and start carrying on a conversation. Well, I met up with this Michael and Rita at the Harvest Festival, and as we got talking, found out that Michael graduated from Lakeview High School about the same year or within a year or two of when my mom graduated from Lakeview High School. So I thought that was really kind of cool. Just kind of a happenstance, just walked up to him and said, hey, do you live here? And that turned into a very nice conversation. Well, Michael grew up in the Six Lakes area. Let's hear from him and Rita.
I grew up in the Six Lakes area. I went to Lakeview High School, Lakeview Grade School. I graduated from Lakeview High School. It was an enjoyable down home type area that I really enjoyed. Knew everyone. They were all good. All neighbors were just very friendly. We had a great community.
And today I have a very special guest with me, J.R. Muller from West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions. He is the website sponsor for the Discover Montcalm podcast. JR, thank you for taking time on this afternoon to chat with us today.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I came to you a while back about a Discover Montcalm project and, was talking about the podcast. You gave me some good insight. I guess, tell me, why is it that you support local so much?
Well, I'm a local business owner as well. My company, hence the name, West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions. We do IT and website support for businesses here all throughout West Michigan, Montcalm included. I've always just been a strong networker here locally. Done a bunch of local networking groups over the ages. Fairly connected in the Grand Rapids area. But I think it's important for us small business guys to kind of stick together. So it sounded very interesting in helping Montcalm, the podcast. So
we're here at the Pizza Cafe in downtown Howard City, and I'm talking to Gene. When did the Pizza Cafe first start? There's some history there that's family related.
Yes. Actually, this year, it'll be 30 years ago.
30 years ago?
This year. I'm actually thinking my brother and my dad kind of went together and did it. I'm not exactly sure, but my brother he was the owner.
Okay.
He had it for probably, I don't know, 10 to 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked here then. And then a guy named Doug Behrens from Grant bought it. I would say he had it probably about 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for him. And then Bernie Pepin from Alto, Michigan bought it. And he had it for 7 years. And I worked for him.
And you worked for him.
Yes.
And then you now
own it. I own it now, yes.
So what started with your brother
mm-hmm.
and your dad,
mm-hmm.
you've been all the way through all of it.
Yep.
And then was it 2022? Or 2023 that you...
I took it over December 1st.
of 2022.
Yes.
So this is relatively new, and
but yet it's not.
I understand that. I mean, for you, it's like, okay, now I've got a different hat I'm wearing. But you probably have helped manage it over the time.
I've actually managed it the whole time Bernie had it.
And when I was at the Truefit Flea Market for episode 50, I ran into a gentleman. His name was Richard Rush. And I sat down and was interviewing him, and I asked him a question. Tell me about growing up in Montcalm County. This is his story.
I grew up, was born just north of Sheridan, south of Stanton. My dad had a farm there. And in my growing up, my brothers, they were older than me, but my dad formed a dairy business called Russian Sons Dairy. He started by putting it in canning jars and delivering it to Sheridan, Stanton, Crystal, and Greenville. As we progressed, we started pasteurizing milk and having our own cows and taking care of our own. And out of it, we got to know several people in the area in doing the farming business to take care of the dairy. We used to get together with all the farmers in the neighborhood. That was back when you shared doing things.
I was at a car show in Howard City, and I interviewed this gentleman. His name is Larry Snow. And I asked Larry what it was like growing up. And boy, did I get a history of Greenville. I got a history of the school system. I got a history on Frigidaire and Gibson and Electrolux and what the town was like back then and some of the twists and turns that we'll take. He even talks about Fred Meyer and growing up in the different Meyer stores.
My name is Larry Snow. I was born in 1938 in Greenville. I grew up in Greenville, been here most all my life. I graduated from the high school in Greenville. In fact, back in the old days, there was old little schools, Clay Street and Pearl Street and Cass Street schools. They've all been torn down since. I went to all of them. What happened in the history that Gibson's bought the Frigidaire name?
Okay.
From General Motors. They bought the Frigidaire nameplate and the Inland Ice Maker name. They actually bought the Inland Ice Maker division. It was a solid state ice maker in the refrigerators. One of my assignments were, because there was 125% failure rate on the Inland Ice Maker that we bought from General Motors, I was assigned to see if I could come up with a different ice maker. And between me and Howard Hopkins, we invented the Model C ice maker and obsoleted the Inland ice maker in 1971.
In your opinion, why should someone discover Montcalm County?
We have a lot of history. We have a lot of old buildings. We have a lot of really nice churches. We have an excellent civic center that puts on plays and all kinds of stuff year round. We have the Danish Festival that people come from miles and miles around to the Danish Festival. We have the original Fred Meyer Trail.
You can kind of tell that we're in a different location. We're actually in a sugar shack, and I've got Cody Rockefeller here with me from Backwoods Sugar Shack, and we're going to go into more detail about the process. Where did the term sugar shack first come from? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, so a lot of guys would have, you know, large parcels of land out east and even in Michigan. And what they would do is they would just have giant shacks that they would just makeshift out in the middle of the woods. And they would have giant flat pans or big pots that they would just boil their sap in right out in the woods, just with a little shack to cover them up to hide them from the weather.
Tell me a little bit about your history. Where did you start school? Where did you graduate? You know, just walk me through the early childhood of Cody.
Well, first when I started school, I went to Lakeview until I was in sixth grade. And then my parents made the decision to move us to Central Montcalm. And then that's where I graduated from in 2016. And I played football when I was just a little kid and baseball. And then as I got older, I just stuck to track and basketball.
You told me before we got started a little history on how your family started doing maple. Yep. And you said you were 8 years old. Can you kind of give us that little history?
Yeah, so I was 8 years old, and I pestered my dad to take me on the job site with him that day. It was on a weekend, and I was just out slapping sticks against trees and stuff, typical 8 year old. And then I saw a bunch of what I thought was smoke coming from a building. So I went to go check it out, and it was one of our local sugar producers that was an Amish guy making it. And he gave me a little cup full of maple syrup. And I was hooked immediately. And then he taught me all about it, and I got to ride on the wagon with him to go out and help him collect sap. And throughout the course of the day, I kept telling him about how many maple trees that my dad has at his house. And I finally convinced the Amish guys to throw a tank in the back of my dad's pickup with a bunch of old spiles and some buckets. And for the rest of that season, me and my dad brought them sap, and they traded us half the syrup for it.
And in this episode, we're going to go with Andrew out at Farm Country Cheese, and he's going to give us a tour of the facility and talk a little bit more about the process on how cheese is made.
If anybody's noticing watching this on YouTube right now, the lens keeps fogging up. There's a reason for that. What is the temperature inside of this room?
Right now, I'm going to guess it's probably about real close to 100 degrees. Humidity is probably about 90-92%. So we can't, with having open vats, we don't want to have any sort of temperature controlled air conditioning here, so it can get rather hot in here in the summer months.
So talk about this process here. What's going on? This is the cheese curds?
Yes, the cheese is starting to curd right now. This milk was brought in this morning. It is less than 24 hours old, as is all of our milk. The freshness of our milk is extremely important to us, so we want to get it here, get it made into the cheese, and get it in cold storage in less than 24 hours when it comes out of the cow. This particular vat of cheese, we're making a cheddar, and this will actually get stored for about 12 to 18 months, and we're gonna use it as an aged cheddar. So this won't be in stores for another year and a half, what we're making today.
Wow, and that was just a few stories that we've covered over the past 3 years. If you have a business, an organization, or you've grown up here, I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to hear your story. I'd like to find out how your business started. I'd like to know about your organization and the people that you serve. Reach out to me at 231-250-9624. 231-250-9624. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer, and I'm here to tell Montcalm County's story. And if you're outside the area, get with me. We have a special series called Chatting Local, where we go outside the county line and look at things that help support our area and support Michigan. You can find the Discover Montcalm podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Check us out on Pandora, Apple, and iHeart, or go to discovermontcalmpodcast.com, grab the RSS feed, and put it in your favorite browser. Remember to buy and shop locally.
Follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Catch every episode at discovermontcalmpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and iHeart. Want to be a guest on the podcast and share your story? Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624. That's 231-250-9624. Thank you for supporting the Discover Montcalm podcast.